have Ken waiting.
Hi there. Thank you for your service to our community.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
I have a question. I was in to see a GI doc, and she'd suggested I start taking 400 milligrams of magnesium. And I'll tell you what, that's kind of like really upset my bowels, so I've had to stop it because I get real loose bowels from it. Do you have any ideas or observations about that?
I sure do. Some of us are quite sensitive to magnesium. Others can take a bunch with no problems. You're in the sensitive group pretty obviously. So what you do, sir, is you go to the same place you bought your other magnesium, or a different place if you feel like it, and you pick up either magnesium oil or magnesium gel. Now, the only difference, they're both magnesium that absorbs through the skin. That way you don't have to worry about your guts because they don't bother your guts any. They get in the bloodstream, go where they're supposed to go. Anyway, the only difference is the gel you can put on your finger and carefully rub any place you want, whereas the oil, it's kind of runny. And if you can lie down, for example, and have somebody give you back rub with it, that's cool. So either one, magnesium oil, magnesium gel, they'll tell you exactly how many milligrams there are per half teaspoon, etc., one teaspoon or quarter teaspoon on the oil and the gel. And so you can just get your milligrammage in that way, sir. It's kind of neat, but magnesium is one of the very few minerals that gets in transdermally all by itself.
Perfect. One other quick question. I've got a 95-year-old World War II B-17 pilot friend who about 10 to 20 years ago had prostate cancer, so they killed his prostate.
Ow.
And his wife was talking about maybe getting into some kind of a testosterone protocol or something to help regenerate that. Do you have any ideas on that?
It would help a little. What did you say they did to keep his prostate radiated?
They did it through some kind of a pill. They took a pill, dosage of patent medicine that killed his prostate.
Okay, well, the prostate may or may not be regeneratable. I just was carrying on about this cellular rejuvenation therapy, and it is available for prostate, and that would be your best bet. Because it's most likely to work. The trouble is, it's a little more expensive. It's not tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands like patent medicines, but it is into the hundreds. And that'd be the most likely if we can get the prostate to rejuvenate at all. Now, the other thing is, we can still use testosterone even though we don't have a prostate for all the good things that testosterone does for us. With men, it's maintaining that cognitive function. That is really important. Testosterone sweeps out the garbage from the cells, the same garbage that leads to Alzheimer's disease, and that's kind of important.
Yes, exactly. All right. Perfect. I thank you very much.
All right.